Kincaid and Dallas
podcast.
I don't like bringing these jobs to your attention because I just know someone on the show is going to leave us. And who knows, Garrett is out today. He says he has COVID, but he could be auditioning for a job like this. Apparently, there's a guy in New York City who found out years ago when Hamilton was all the rage. And he found out that there were a lot of rich people who didn't want to wait in line for the tickets. So he offered to wait in line for a price. And smart. This is, I guess, what he does.
It's like a personal assistant.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's kind of what he does. He waits in line for tickets. Apparently, he started charging $5,000 to get two tickets, and he made a bunch of money, around $1,000 a day after he bought the tickets for his services.
That's smart.
And the wealthy people, his name is Robert. And how you doing? So there he is. He's waiting in line, and he does this for all sorts of things, like concerts, sporting events, even just waiting in line. If you want the newest iPhone, and there's a line at the store like there used to be, I haven't seen that much anymore, but he will wait in line for anything.
I got to tell you, I do this in a heartbeat.
Me too.
I could definitely be a concierge for someone. I'm organized, and I love to like get things done, check off a list, and God knows I love to spend other people's money.
Mm-hmm. I've always thought it would be so interesting to be a celebrity's assistant.
Oh, personal assistant.
Personal shopper.
I would love that.
Yeah, like as long as they're within reason, like they're not calling you at 3 a.m. to get them juice.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Other stuff, you know. Yeah. Like,
so not a butler then is what you're saying.
Yeah,
I'm not waking up in the middle of the night driving to your house to get you something out of the fridge.
No,
you know, but I'll go shopping for you.
Yeah. I'll do your grocery shopping.
Errands,
I'll do
like your whatever.
I'll take your animals. I'll take your dogs to the groomer.
Sounds fun.
I'll pick up your dry cleaning.
You pay me some good money.
Yep.
There's got to be some billionaire.
And supply car.
Oh, all of it. Too. Yeah.
And let me hang out with your famous friends.
I think you're crossing a line. Yeah, right there. Yeah,
if I'm good enough friends with the celebrity. What if we get real close and that celebrity's like,
yep.
One time I saw an episode of Say Yes to the Dress, and who's the lady who's on Broadway? She's in The Wicked. I think she's in Wicked.
Carolyn Ray.
Nope, not Carolyn.
She is not in Wicked.
Is she on Broadway?
No, I don't know.
Anyways, one of the Broadway women, her personal assistant was getting married, and so they were so close that she came to the dress buying process with her. And then she was like, surprise, I'm buying your dress today. You pick whatever you want.
Oh,
and
I
was like,
that
is so nice.
Yeah, that's so nice.
See, those are some perks.
But I can't be friends with you because if we cross a boundary and if I need you to do something, you then won't do it as quickly or as professionally because you don't see me as your employer, but as your friend.
Well, I think the line of that woman buying the wedding dress,
you're thinking way too much into this.
That they're probably not BFFs, but she respects her enough that she was like, I am very close to you. I appreciate you. I'm going to buy your wedding dress for you.
Dallas, I've thought a lot about this. When I become a billionaire one day, and I've always thought that somehow I'm going to acquire a ton of money, and I know that I'm not going to ask for a lot, but the one thing I'd want, the extravagances, I don't want a boat. I don't want a house with a million rooms. What I would want are things that I like available to me 24/7 that might be closed. For instance, I don't know a lot of Starbucks that are open all night. I would, in my home, the only extravagance I would have a Starbucks in my home, and I would pay a barista to be on call 24 hours. That would be your job. You would be a barista, and you'd be there, and even if I was on vacation, you would still show up to my coffee shop in my house, and you'd be there, God forbid I get home early from my trip, in case I wanted coffee outside of normal hours where Starbucks is closed.
That's a little too much on the coffee side.
I think so, too.
Now, if I could have anything like that, it would be a masseuse, because I would want I'd want a three-hour massage every day.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
Furthermore, I would poach people from the Cheesecake Factory, and I would make sure that they got their recipes and they knew what the ingredients were, and I would have a chef available. If I had $1 billion, I'd have that chef alongside the barista. I'd make sure there was someone there 24/7 in case
I
woke up.
You don't even like people in your house. How are you going to have over at your house doing stuff 24 hours a day?
Sure, I'd have my chain restaurant wing.
Is that what it would be?
Yeah, I would. Okay. So they wouldn't be in my house. They'd be
it
in their own little area.
It would just be large enough that it's on the other side.
On the other side
of the
home.
On the property. Right.
Like if you had $1 billion, what sort of extravagance would you have, Amanda?
Immediately, I would hire a personal shopper who I don't even need to go shopping. They just go. They pick out really cute stuff, and they bring it home, and they say, this is what I bought for you today. And I say, thank you so much. This is really cute. I'm going to put it on.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
I like it.
Hey, contact us here. Give us a call here. What would your huge, like, I came into a ton of money extravagance be? I'm sure you thought about it, too. If all of a sudden a pile of money shows up and you're now a billionaire, what sort of, you're a normal person, you got all the same friends, but you got that one extravagance. Yeah, in a heartbeat, I would do this. What would that be?
Yeah, I wouldn't change a lot in my life. But the masseuse thing every day would definitely be.
And that'd be so beneficial to you. Yeah,
that would be nice. Yeah. Somebody to play with my hair.
A rolfer. Oh, my God. A rolfer and a masseuse.
In your ears and on demand. Kincaid and Dallas.
If you became a billionaire and all of a sudden you came into a bunch of money, what is it you would do with that money? What sort of personal extravagance, Kendra, would you make? Good morning.
Well, first, I would hire Dallas to take care of my puppies.
Oh, yes. I'm there, baby.
Lastly, she is only 5 months old, a golden doodle. But
yes.
She is awesome. But secondly, I would not spend or let anybody know. I don't need rats out of the woodworks and, you know, burgers and coming. I know what I need to do with my money. I just don't want to advertise it. So a friend of mine, we have this pact that if either one of us came into money, we would text the other one and say, hey, I'm in a pickle. Can I borrow $500? And she's going to do that to everybody. And I'll do it to everybody. And whoever responds, yes, whatever you need, then they're your true friend. And then
that is great. I like that. You know,
interesting.
If they're not willing to help you with $500, I'm not going to give you $100,000 or something, you know?
Yeah.
But I will hire you to wash my car. That's the one extravagance. You were a friend, and now you're a great detailer. Kendra, thank you. Chris, good morning. What would be some sort of extravagance you'd make if you found yourself in a pile of money?
Watches? Yeah, I've got 30 of them already.
30?
My God, you would just buy more?
Yeah.
Chris,
I may wear one for a day and then switch it out the next day, or I may wear one a week and switch it out, or just depending on how I'm dressing.
Chris, do you ever put them all on and would you jumping jacks?
Do what?
Do you ever try putting them all on at once and doing some jumping jacks to see if you impale anybody?
Kincaid, that would be so timely.
I see what you did there.
Yeah, watch my favorite thing, and every time I see one and want to buy one, my wife just rolls her eyes.
No, well, she Rolexes her.
Yeah, I was gonna say she Rolexes. What's your most expensive watch you have?
Invictus.
Oh, okay. Those are nice. Yeah,
how much is that worth, Chris?
I like the big face watches too, not the small face.
Yeah.
So what I have is a 53mm case.
How much would you estimate your collection, and when are you taking a vacation?
Honestly, I don't even know how much all of them cost.
Wow. Thank you, Chris.
No, he's not taking a vacation because he spent so much money on watches.
Teresa, good morning. What's your extravagance? You find yourself on a ton of money. What are you going to spend it on?
Well, I would buy me a houseboat and put it in the middle of the lake and have fishing poles on all the way around it. So anytime I wanted to go fishing, all I had to do was get out of my bed, go out and drop a line.
Love that.
Who thought that Teresa was going to say, I'm going to buy me a houseboat and shoot it with a bazooka?
Why would she say that?
I swear I thought that's what she was going to say.
Why would she say that?
Because she can, because she's got a ton of money.
I love to fish, and I would give kids opportunity to go fishing anytime they wanted to, and I would do that also.
You're so kind. See, you're doing good with the money. You're
What's
not going to be
What's your favorite kind of fishing?
Catfish.
Oh, okay.
Catfish is delicious. I love fried catfish.
Have you ever been noodling?
Yes, I have.
Oh, my gosh. You stuck your arm in the hole?
Yes, I did. It was scary.
Oh, my gosh. I could never do that. There's not a lot of things that scare me, but that scares me.
Thank you so much for this.
I did it on a dare. Somebody told me I wouldn't do it, and I did it anyway.
Yeah, Teresa.
Oh, my gosh.
Don't dare you ever. Thank you. Wendy, good morning. What's your extravagance? Hello, Wendy.
Oh, hi. Good morning.
Hi.
If I had, like, ridiculous amounts, one, I feel for Dallas on the masseuse, but I've always wanted, like, my own driver.
Oh, yeah, that would be
so
nice.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Multitask, like, and then, like, a road trip would feel like an extravagance. Like, I like a good road trip, but, you know, it's
what
not
kind of,
fun if you're the one always driving your car.
Wendy, what are you driving right now? What kind of vehicle?
I'm driving a Honda Accord.
Okay, and do you keep the Accord? Just have someone, you just explore your back seat and have someone drive it for you? Or do you get a new car?
I would totally, yeah, I don't need, like, it's like, you guys, I don't need a fancy house. I don't need, like, a town car. Like,
no.
Drive for me.
My Honda. I love that. Yeah. I would do that for you. I'm not busy this weekend.
I would drive you in that Honda, Nancy.
Wendy.
Thank you so much.
And also Nancy. Thank you.
Nancy, bye. Too.
And Lexi, good morning. What, last call. We're talking about what your hugest extravagance would be if you came into a bunch of money.
Oh, my God. I would hire a gardener. I love plants. I love flowers, but I could kill a cactus.
I could kill a cactus.
I love that. And it would look amazing. That's not an extravagance. That sounds perfect. Thank you for listening. And if, hey, listen, if you have a ton of cash and you just want us to sit in your living room and just do the show for you, I'm all about it, Dallas. I don't want to speak for you.
Yes.
Amanda, how much money would you need to go to, like, hey, come over to my house and just do the show on Saturday?
You specifically or the whole team?
The whole team, everybody there.
Probably a lot of money.
Okay. Empty out your checking account. And Amanda's on board.
Kincaid and Dallas.
Podcast.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.